Okay, we were talking about your first winter in Central in 1968 and the kids in their snare lines.
Okay. What we did was we built a little Wannigan on the side of the bus and for a kitchen area and a bedroom area and a bigger stove, because we had a stove in the bus, but it wasn't big enough to heat the whole area. And I can't remember how big, probably 12 by 16 or something like that, the Wannigan was on the side. And it was a little chilly. The folks up there told us that we needed to have a little air hole in the top up by the ceiling so that you could get air through the building. So all your steam and everything wouldn't stay inside. You open these little flaps and the steam would go out. And so what we did was we got lumber from Wilbur Jewell's lumber mill, the seconds, and we didn't overlap them. We left cracks between them. And everybody that came up there said, "Oh, you're going to freeze to death." We didn't freeze to death, but we didn't have a lot of frost in the cabin either. It was really cold on the floor. Like one day I set the Jell-O on the cabinet. No, I set the Jell-O on the floor to set, and it froze. So I set it up on the counter to thaw it out a little bit, and then we put the thermometer down there. Well, it was 0 on the counter and 20 below on the floor. And I guess that's probably why the Jell-O froze.
I guess.
And our feet were cold all the time. We couldn't figure that out either. But then the folks up there told us that if we wore felt liners on our feet, then we could keep our feet warm, which we never even heard of felt liners before. But so that's what we did. We got felt liners. And then one native lady up there showed me how to make the canvas moccasins, boots.
Who showed you?
Lucy Crowe. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we did. We wore those, but we just wore the inside of the house, we just wore the liners on our feet. But that was great. I never had warm feet till I came to Alaska.